Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Visit impactradio.co.za.
Welcome to SLWV with myself, Danny Vambillie. So good to be in the building. Yep, this is probably my last show alone because my lovely wife, Letitia Vambillie, is going to be back with us next week. So the SLWV family, let us be ready to have Letitia back with us in studio. You know, the whole team is out voting and, you know, for those of you who will watch the video on YouTube, I'm setting up everything. I'm like, God, where is Rory? You know, where is my lovely team? But they're out there doing very important things. I'm also going to vote. You know, I believe in voting. You know, a lot of you can say, yo, but you know, things are not going to change, or there's still going to be the same ruling party. And, you know, people have so many reasons for not voting, okay? I'm not here to tell you who to vote for or who not to vote for. I'm here to say that it's important that you do vote, okay? Even when you look at scripture, positions of power are acknowledged. Kings are acknowledged. We have judges that are acknowledged. All those systems do not work without your voice. You know, and if you don't believe that there's going to be change, then disrupt it. You know, disrupt it. Just one vote in the right direction causes a disruption. And I love what I'm seeing in our country, where we're reaching that place where political parties have to share power, you know. So make it difficult for them. Pair them up nicely, like, okay, you know, let's have our voices heard. The history of our country is, at some point, there were people in this country who could not vote, you know. And I'm not having a racial conversation right now. I'm just telling you the beauty of your rights to vote, you know, regardless of color, regardless of height, regardless of your gender. Some of you don't even know that at certain points in history, women were not allowed to vote. Think about that. So when you're sitting in your room and you're saying, ah, this is not important, I don't have to vote. Boy, girl, people have had to fight for your right to vote, for your right to have a voice. So step out, vote. May the Lord lead you as you vote. May the Lord really give you the wisdom to vote, especially young people. Young people, we don't want this thing of not voting and not seeing the importance of it. And it also, people who are discouraged, please, I want you to step out and vote. So if you're sitting and you're thinking about, I didn't register this year. If you did register at some point in your life, that same place where you registered, you are still registered to vote there. So please go out, make your voices be heard, but pray about your vote. You know, pray about your vote. Let the Lord lead you. There are things God knows that we don't know. And he might lead you in a direction that causes the change that we're all praying for. You know, sometimes the change is not necessarily a change of government. Sometimes it's just the right amount of opposition. Other times it's change of government. We don't know. But what we do know is our voices will be heard. You're with Danny Van Billy. Stay tuned. Beautiful sound, King D Music, God of Miracles. The song is called Miracles, but God of Miracles will do. I must tell you guys, I'm so excited about King D and just the sound of his music. You know, it has been a game changer, you know, for the Christian scene. All right. I want us to talk about something that a lot of you do not know. You know, which country gave women the first vote or the right to vote? And you won't believe it was New Zealand. New Zealand was the first country that said women are allowed to vote. And this was in 1893. In 1893, New Zealand allowed women to vote. I mean, even saying that sounds weird, right? Because you're sitting at home and you're thinking, ah, I don't want to vote. You know, it's my day off. Let me watch something on Netflix. And, you know, you just think like, ah, this thing's been around, you know, voting. It's just so normal. I don't want to participate. But this means it's only been 131 years since women have been allowed to vote, or the first country being New Zealand. Now, think of it. What does that mean? How important is voting? You know, and when you look at different countries, and it's so sad that what I have here is like a lot of the Western countries, you know. I've got something here. Most major Western powers extended voting rights to women in the interwar period. Canada in 1917, Germany in 1918, the United Kingdom in 1918 for some women, and 1928 for all women. Austria and Netherlands in 1919, and the United States of America in 1920. So, as you sit at home and you are thinking, voting is just a boring thing, I want you to consider all those people who would have wanted to vote but did not have the right to vote. You can see my team is not here. For those of you watching on camera, I just had to move the camera now. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to move it here. This is much better now. You know, so we cannot take these things for granted. You know, the fact that you can vote. I want to actually pull up something. Let me pull up this, okay? I want to see if I can pull up the stats of when women started to vote in Africa. Let's see Africa. Yeah, I'm doing this live as I'm talking to you, and we're doing it together. Okay, so in South Africa, for white women, they were given the right to vote in 1930. Aren't you? Think of that, okay? And women, the struggle for women's voting rights in South Africa started in 1889. And it was driven by Women's Enfranchisement Association of the Union. Okay? Isn't that deep? Yeah? You're sitting there and you're taking voting for granted. But look at that. It is such a fresh thing. It's not an old thing. So I'm asking all of us to not take this for granted that you can vote. And there's more stuff I want us to talk about when I come back. You know, don't think this isn't Christian. It's very Christian to know the history of your country, the value of what you have. Because if you don't know its value, you will take it for granted. Okay? Stay tuned. You're with Danny Van Billy. Christian Paul would walk away. You're still with Danny Van Billy. We're talking about voting. But I actually just felt, you know, to look at the facts, okay, on voting rights. And especially women. Yeah, because I think we've taken for granted, you know, just how voting was not for everybody. Okay. New Zealand enfranchised its female citizens in 1893, making it the first nation or territory to formally allow women to vote in national elections. Okay. Now, at least 19 other countries also did so prior to the U.S. passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920. Then, more than half of the countries and territory which were analyzed, so this is about 129 out of 198, granted women the right to vote between 1893 and 1960. Okay? Now, this includes all but six European nations. Some of the European nations that allowed universal suffrage after 1960 include Switzerland, Portugal, and a few others, okay? So, in other areas, the women were allowed to vote, right? There were still restrictions. In other world regions, women secured the rights to vote in a national election only after major cultural or governmental shifts. For example, 80% of the countries in Africa that were analyzed granted citizens universal suffrage between 1950 and 1975. So if you're in Africa, this applies to us. Between 1950 and 1975, that's really when a lot of women were given the right to vote, and also people of color and things like that. Okay. Now, when we move a bit more and we look into different territories, the last countries to give women the rights to vote was not in 18 something. It was in 2007. Think about that. In 2007, Bhutan, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, were the most recent countries or territories to allow women to participate in national elections. Okay? Although the picture is a bit complicated, because the UAE only established national election recently, Bhutan shifted from a monarchy to a parliamentary democracy in 2007. Okay, the UAE on the other side allowed a small number of male and female citizens to vote in the country's first national election in 2006. Think about that. Okay. In Kuwait, the country's parliament amended the election in 2005, and the change guaranteed women the right to vote and to run for office. Guys, this is 2005. In Saudi Arabia, women were enfranchised in local elections only in 2015. Okay? The country does not hold national elections. South Sudan was established in 2011. It is not included amongst the most recent countries to give women the rights to vote because women had this right starting in 1964 when the area was part of Sudan. Okay? Now, you may think that, okay, when we're saying in 1893, you may think when we say that, that meant all women were allowed to vote. But at least 19 nations, including the U.S., initially restricted the rights to vote for women of certain backgrounds. Now, based on demographics factors such as your race, your age, your education level, and your marital status. Single woman, you better thank the Lord today because your marital status would have stopped you from being allowed to vote in certain areas. Now, sometimes decades passed before all citizens were enfranchised. In the U.S., for example, more than four decades passed between the ratification of the 19th Amendment and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which took aim at discriminatory states and local restrictions intended to prevent Black Americans from voting. I mean, guys, this is so interesting. You know, when you go deeper and you look at restrictions that were unique to the U.S. In Canada, for example, legislations in 1918 expanded suffrage to women, but it excluded Canadians from Asian, Canadian and Indigenous backgrounds. Okay, they were not fully allowed to vote until 1940s, and the Indigenous people could not vote until 1960. In Australia, Indigenous women were not enfranchised until 1962. So that's six decades later after the normal woman. In South Africa, more than 60 years passed between white women voting in 1930 and when Black women were now allowed in 1993, following the end of apartheid. When India first expanded voting rights to women, this was in 1935, only those who were married to a male voter or possessed specific literacy qualifications could vote. Think about that. So, if you are sitting at home today, maybe you don't have a qualification, you're not married, maybe you're single, or you're of a certain class, you're not necessarily rich, but the fact that you have the right to vote had to be fought for. You know, where are the women? You guys are being too quiet today. 071-364-0376. Isn't it amazing, you know, to be in a country that allows everyone to vote? You're with Danny Vambilly. Stay tuned.
This is Music to Live By on Impact 103.
All right, so you're with Danny Vambilly on SLWV. Where are all the men? Come to the table. Let's have a convo. You know, we make the mistake of thinking all men were always allowed to vote. Uh-oh, that's not the truth, okay? The common men had been restricted from voting. Countries like the U.S., it's only in 1965 that a person could vote and be guaranteed the right to vote. Now, I'm talking about just the normal man, whether you were you were black, you were white, or you were Indian, it didn't matter. There were various things that gave you the states or status required to vote. Now, number one, a literacy test was quite common. If you were not literate, you're not allowed to vote as a man. Income tax minimums. In other words, if you were not in a certain bracket financially as a man, you were not allowed to vote. Land ownership. You didn't own land. You were not allowed to vote. And this applied to anyone, whether you're a Caucasian, they didn't care what you identified as. So certain men were deemed more important than others. And they were given that right. Okay? So it shouldn't be taken for granted as men, because a lot of women show up to vote actually more than men, because we've spoken a lot about the rights women lacked. So this has given men the false idea that we were born with the rights to certain things. But that's not true. Men also went through a stage when they were not allowed to vote. Originally, only noblemen were allowed to vote, and it was based on ideas like that they had time to get involved in and understand the affairs of the nation. They could afford to be educated enough to vote, and they had to an obligation to raise armies for the king. You know, so if you were not educated, you could not vote, you know. So we have to sit back as societies, different societies, and really begin to realize, wow, if you can vote and you don't own land as a man, you are actually blessed. There's a time you couldn't, you know. In some countries, when men were not allowed to vote, women who owned property could vote too, okay? But the women were not allowed to buy property. Yeah, so when they got married, any property they owned transferred to their husband, you know. So in that practice, the women who voted were mostly widows who had inherited property from their dead husbands, and a few single women who had inherited their father's properties. So those women with properties had rights to vote before certain men. Think about that. You know, so the world sometimes just gives you this perception that it was always good for all men. But that's not true. The world has always had status and class, and it's not always race. We focus so much on race, and we forget that there was a time where not all men were viewed as the same, and not all men were given the right to vote. So, to all the men sitting at home, comfortable, you know, watching Netflix, thinking you're not going to vote, or you're watching Showmax or YouTube, you need to get up and go vote. People fought for this. Globally, minds, great minds had to come together and say, look, we can't undermine human beings on the basis of their education, on the basis of their background, on the basis of what they own. Let's give everyone the rights to vote. So all the men out there, you need to start showing up to vote. Tandi Zulu says, afternoon. Wow, I didn't know. I'm on my way to vote. Andre, I just know that in 1990, I was too young. If we were old enough, we weren't allowed at the time. Yeah, that's right. Hello, Danny. At least I made my decision once I received my papers. The one in the minority will at least have his light shine. If he wins, God will be back in our schools. You know, so yeah, guys. Beautiful. I see a voice note that came in. I'm going to play it in. But yeah, men, there's a time you as men were also not allowed to vote.
In my fight for my weary soul.
Wow, wow. You are on Impact Radio. I must tell you that there is activities happening. People registered are out voting. People are excited. So I just want to hear from them what's happening. And yeah, first we had this message that came in.
Hey, Danny. Zibusa here. I just want to give a shout out to the Ward 91 in Pretoria East. The people there really came out in their numbers to vote. And I just want to say big ups to them. And if anyone has still not decided to, please, this is the day that you must go. Go out and vote. Go out and make your voice heard. And if you are someone who's paying tax in any form, in every form, whether it's an employee or as a business owner, that tax makes you have a voice. And to consistently have a voice, go out to vote. It's not too late. Go out.
Thank you. And Liaho sent me a video of young people in Hatfield. I'm looking at this video. I mean, they are out, very long queues, ready to vote. Thank you to all the young people in the Hatfield area. You guys have made us proud. Wow. This video is amazing. It is going round and round. You can just see beautiful queues, young people excited to vote. And I also have pictures of the ward in Pretoria East, where Ward 91, right? Yes, Ward 91. You can see a healthy amount of people are out voting. I want to hear from you guys. Now, there's a message I got from Maria. I'm still listening to it when I come back. She experienced a bit of a problem. When I come back, we're going to discuss that just to help you out with problems, because they seem to have been a solution. So send me voice notes. Where are you voting? How's it looking there? Is it busy? You know, if it's not busy as well, let people know so they can come and vote and they can go off quickly. I love their provisions made. If you're pregnant, if you've got children, there are officers there who should help you. The elderly, let's assist the elderly. Let's give them a chance to vote, you know, quickly. We don't want them collapsing, you know. Let's be kind. All right, Ben Fuller, let's go. We are in Pretoria. We are looking all over the city, seeing how the voting is going. And it's exciting times, you know. We just spoke about how men at certain points were not allowed to vote, how women were not allowed to vote. Tandi Zulu was saying to us that she is voting in Montana World School. The line is long, but they're taking care of the pensioners. I want to ask us all, as South Africans, to be kind, you know, especially to pensioners, pregnant women. When you see women with little children, you know, let's assist them. Let's push them forward in the line. You know, let's be kind to one another. So Maria sent in a voice note that's quite concerning. I'm going to play it. It's quite long. It's a four-minute voice note, but I'm just going to play you the gist of the problem, and then I'll tell you what the solution was.
Hi, I don't know whether you people are going to experience the same, but I went to vote today, and I handed in my ID, and she looked for my number, and my name, and there it was. So that had gone through. And then they gave me one paper for the Nationalist Party. So I said, and where are the other two papers? So she said, no, the computer says that you cannot sign the other two papers. So I said, I was told that when I vote, I've got to put a cross on three ballot papers. Why are you now telling me that I can only put a cross on one ballot paper? That is not making sense. So the presiding officer came over and he said, lady, we've got to do what the computer tells us. So I said, okay, I understand that. The computer says that I cannot put a cross on the two other papers. So what is the significance of the other two papers that I'm told that I cannot put a cross on that? That's not making sense. Okay, another elderly lady came in behind me. The same thing happened to her. So I tried to get the guy, it stays here, because he's very much involved with the DA. I phoned him, but he was doing house visits for voting, but he said he'd be there in about 20 minutes time. So he said, what's the matter? So I told him. So anyway, he put it through to another guy, and the guy came back and he said to me, are you registered? So I said, I've been in this area for the last 24, 25 years, and I've voted at the library all the time. So what are you trying to tell me that I'm not registered for the other two ballot papers? It's just not making sense. And I refused to go. So the presiding officer said, well, we're sorry, but, you know, you can't go back because he says you've come in with your ID.
All right. So as you can hear, there was a problem here. But Maria actually fought until they made a few calls to the IEC officials. And then suddenly on the system, she was allowed to vote again on all three ballots. Then she goes on to say that this happened to a couple of people. And her advice was, number one, don't leave the polling station. You know, don't leave the booth. If you already scanned your ID, you can't leave and then come back again. You know, secondly, they then checked and made a few calls until suddenly on the system she could vote on all three levels. So please, guys, let's keep our eyes open. If there's problems like that, the IEC helpline is 0800 11 800, okay? 0800 numbers should be free. So you can call them on 0800 11 8000, sorry. 8,000. So let's keep our eyes on the ground. I don't know what that means, but I will be speaking to an IEC delegate right now at 12:30. So we bring up these problems. And now, if you are having a good experience, or you went out to vote and you had a good experience as well, please let us know.
Moving you forward in your faith. Impact 103.
We had a very nice experience. We went to the Enkele Oosterlig Church in Constantia Park Security Village, and they allowed us as pensioners to walk to the front of the queue. Everybody smiled at us. There were no gripes or anything, and they were very friendly. The only thing is I had forgotten my glasses, so they did allow my husband to come and stand with me and just tick what I wanted him to tick. Thank you.
You're on SLWV with Danny Van Billy on this lovely voting day. We are voting. We are excited as a country. We're going out in numbers, and the people are being kind. Our elderly are saying they're being respected. They're being treated well. When they go vote, there are people in the queues ready to assist you. You may not know this, but there's actually people walking the queues to check if you've got the correct voting station and to help manage the queue. There are people at the doors who are checking your ID documents. And the voter rolls officer who will scan your ID with the voter management device. You know, so feel free to go, but do not leave without your green barcoded ID book, the new smart ID, or a valid temporary identification certificate, which can be issued instantly by your nearest Home Affairs office if you can't find your ID document. So there is literally no reason to not vote. Our phone number is 071-364-0376. Guys, we want to hear from you. Send us short voice clips, 30 seconds or even 14 seconds. Tell us where you voted. Tell us how it went. You know, when things go bad, especially in South Africa, when things go bad, we complain. But now, when things are going well, we don't hear from you. You know, and that can be discouraging, even for the people who are out there working hard and helping us in the voting process. So I want to hear from you. If things have gone well, send a voice note. Try to keep it short, under a minute. I want to play at least 50 voice notes. Hey, I voted here in Centurion, in Hatfield. I want to hear from you in Pretoria North. I want to hear from you in Pretoria East, Pretoria Central. If you went, you voted, and you came back as well, let us know. How was it? What's the vibe like in the lines? Andre said to us, he had gone earlier, and he was there for about 2 hours. When he got in, it was like 1, 2, 3. And I was also instructed from a distance how to fold the paper and was also guided in each box. So thank you so much, Andre. Andre sent me a picture, you know, of his little finger, like, quick, you can see the signs there. And then I see pictures also from Cape Pulpit. You know, these are messages to Cape Pulpit earlier from Brad Kirsten and Amari Dupria. I continued corresponding with Brad when he was off air. Beautiful. You know, all of our people are out on the move. Other Christian radio stations as well. Tabi Sitse as well was telling me she's going out with her little one, her nephew. They're going out to vote. I'm going to be voting with my wife. You know, we were like, yo, we're taking the baby with us if needs be. But we are all going to be out voting. We love you guys. That number again, 071-364-0376. Let's hear from you. What's your voting experience like? We want to understand the experience and encourage others.
Thank all Impact listeners. We vote here at Kippershall in Centurion, and we went in less than 15 minutes. We were out. We are elderly people, and that was very friendly, very nice, very good organized. And after that, we went for our free coffee at Wimpy. Also very friendly and nice experience. So it went very, very well. Thank you. Bye.
Well, you know, I was listening to that interview or voice note, and then the next thing I heard was free coffee. What free coffee at Wimpy? No, I'm just joking. Beautiful to hear our elderly people voting. But guess what? Our system in the country is so well organized. Just listen to this message that came in.
Good morning. It's Al Sostien, come from Pretoria North. I voted on Monday, and it was like a dream. It was wonderful. They were all wonderful there. Thank you, guys. But I'm praying for all these long queues. And yes, our God is in control. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. I mean, look at it. Older people, you know, people with certain conditions were helped earlier in the week, you know. So, you know, all the special votes. Now, I actually want to spend some time to go through the details of voting, you know. So bear with me. And if you've got questions, I believe I am going to cover it, okay? Is today a public holiday in South Africa? Guess what? The president has proclaimed Election Day, 29 May 2024, a public holiday throughout the Republic of South Africa so that people can be able to go to their voting stations and vote. Now, what if I forgot where I am registered, you know, and to vote since it's been a while since I registered? Now, you can go to the following channels to check your voting station. All right. You can check online at https://www.elections.org.za/pw/voter/voter/information. Now, if you want me to send that to you in writing, send me a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376. You can also WhatsApp the word hi to 060-880-0000 and follow the menu prompts, okay? I'm going to repeat that. If you are not sure where you are registered to vote and you want information, you can send a WhatsApp, just hi, okay, hi, to the number 060-880-0000, and you can follow the menu prompts and it will be confirmed to you. Or you can SMS your ID number to 32810. All SMSs are charged at 1 rand. And then if maybe you really want to talk to someone, you can call the IEC helpline on 0800 11 8000. Now, what documents do you need to vote? To vote, you will need one of the following documentations: a green barcoded ID book, the new smart card ID, or a valid temporary ID certificate, okay, your TIC, which can be issued instantly by your nearest Home Affairs if you can't find your ID document. What should one expect at the voting station when voting? You'll find the following officials to assist you cast your vote. The queue walker, they're the ones who check if you've come to the correct voting station and help manage the queue. Then there's the door controller to check your ID document and refer you to the voter's roll officer. Now, the voter's roll officer will scan your ID with the voter management device to ascertain which ballots you are eligible for, or scratch your name from the voter's roll and refer you to the inker. Now, who is the inker? The inker will mark your left thumb and nail cuticle, which enables ink to indicate that you have voted and refers you to the ballot paper issuer. Now, the ballot paper issuer will stamp and issue you with the ballots that you are eligible for and briefly explain what each ballot stands for and refer you to the voting booth. Now, in the voting booth, you will find a black pen to cast your vote alone in secret, okay? No pictures of a cast ballot is allowed. The ballot booth and a ballot box controller will show you the ballot box to insert your ballots. Hey guys, doesn't this sound so nice and friendly? Now, kindly repeat the process for someone who might have misstepped, okay? So, the name of the registered voters will be checked with the voter management device, okay? And marked off of the voter's roll. Your left thumb of the voter will be marked with inedible ink, okay? The voter will normally be given 3 ballot papers that will be stamped on the back to authenticate the ballot papers. Now, two ballots for the national election and one ballot for the provincial election. The voter then votes in the voting booth by marking each ballot paper with an X in the box next to the contestant of their choice. Remember to only mark one. You fold the ballot papers, you put them in the ballot boxes. The voter then exits the voting station and then you are done. Okay? Now, will all the voters be getting the three ballots when they vote? If you vote at a voting station in the province where you are registered to vote, you will receive all three ballots. However, if you vote at the voting station outside of the province where you are registered, you will receive the national compensatory ballot, okay? So if you vote outside the province where you are registered to vote, you will only get the national paper, okay? No, and that is no longer allowed. And let me explain this, okay? A compensatory ballot is something where some people think you can just rock up at any voting station where they are not registered on election day to vote. And that's a big no, okay? In these elections, you needed to apply to vote at another voting station where you are not registered, all right? Now, this comes at Section 24A vote. By the 17 May 2024, you were required to register. So if you did not apply, you can only vote where you are registered to vote. This was done to ensure that the elections are more secured and there's no more rooms for rumors of double voting. Okay? So now, let's talk about the ballots for this particular elections, okay? Now, I want to start by explaining what a ballot paper is for the benefit of the first-time voter. So if you're listening and you're a first-time voter, a ballot paper is a very important official piece of paper where you mark on and you cast your vote with an X, okay? It has to be an X during the election. So don't go put a Nike sign. No, an X. It's got all the information you need to help you identify it when you vote. For example, the ballot type, the election year, the names of the contesting party and candidates, as well as their pictures, and space for you to make your clear mark with an X when you vote. And it's issued by the Electoral Commission officers when you vote. Now, are the ballots we're going to use today? As indicated above, okay, we'll for the first time receive the following three ballot papers when we vote today. First up, it's the national ballot paper. These ones are for the whole country. Secondly, the regional ballot. This will be for a specific region, okay? Then the last one is your provincial ballot. This one is, as you've guessed, for your province. So if you're in Gauteng and you're listening to me, that will be for Gauteng, okay? Now, how does a voter, especially you guys who are going for the first time, identify which is which? Now, although all these ballots have the same features, they are definitely not the same. All right? First, they come in different colors as follows. A blue one for the national ballot, an orange one for the regional ballot, a pink one for the provincial ballot. Secondly, they come in different sizes because the different numbers of parties and independent contesting each election. All right? You might be sitting and thinking, okay, what is a national ballot paper? The national ballot paper is blue in color and it will be used to vote for a political party to represent you in parliament. It consists of political parties contesting for the 200 compensatory seats in our National Assembly. There are 52 political parties who will be on this ballot, and because of the high number of contesting parties, the configuration will be a double column, however long or big, one ballot, one mark. Remember, you vote for one mark on each ballot. You have always mentioned original ballot paper, all right? Which is the new kid on the block. And I don't know if you guys have been listening, the IC, they're all talking about this new regional ballot, okay? Now, the regional or provincial to national ballot is orange in color to vote for a political party or an independent candidate to represent your province in the National Assembly. So this is the new baby on the block. It will have names of political parties and independent candidates contesting for the 200 seats reserved for our provinces in the National Assembly. Now, it will be a single column ballot and unique per region and per province according to the people registered. The most important part about this is no matter how many parties or independents you find on this ballot paper, you only vote for one, okay? Either a party or an independent. Now, that's so important because if you don't do that, if you vote for more than one, your vote will not count, okay? Now, the last ballot is the provincial ballot. Now, how does one identify this? The provincial ballot is pink in color and unique to each province, and it includes parties and independent candidates competing for seats in each respective provincial legislature. This ballot will have the names of your political parties and an independent candidate competing to represent you in your provincial legislature. Now, again, no matter how many parties or independents you find on the ballot paper, you only vote for one, okay? This part is important, so ensure that your ballot is not spoiled. Now, what other features does a ballot paper have to help voters identify their candidates when they're voting? And I'm sure this is the most important question because we want to make sure we're voting for the right person, okay? Now, the commission has decided that the design of the ballot paper will be underpinned by the following identifiable things to help voters make their choice when voting. Number one, full registered name of the party, the photograph of the registered party leader, the registered abbreviated name of the party, the registered emblem or symbol of the party, the box to make your mark with an X, remember that, and then a UBT hole for the blind and partially sighted voters, low vision users and people with an unsteady hand. In respect of independent candidates, the ballot papers will have the name of the independent, the photograph bearing their face as an independent, the word independent, and then the box to mark your X, okay? Now, a UBT hole has just been described above, right? So that will also be there. Some of you, maybe you kept hearing me saying, you don't spoil your paper. What is a spoiled ballot paper, okay? In our election, a ballot is considered spoiled if the choice of the voter is not clear and is not counted by the election official, okay? So a ballot is considered to be spoiled if it contains the following. The marking on the ballot paper indicates the identified of the voter, okay? More than one vote is cast on the ballot paper. The ballot paper is unmarked. The ballot paper is marked in such a way that the voter's choice is not clear. The ballot paper is not marked at the back with the Electoral Commission official stamp, or the ballot paper is not an official ballot paper. So you can't rock up with your own papers, okay? Now, what is a make a mistake when I vote? Or what do I do if I make a mistake? As long as you realize your mistake before you deposit your ballot into the ballot box, you can ask the presiding officer to give you another one. So there's still hope. Don't think, I made a mistake, it's too late. No. However, you can only ask for a maximum of 2 replacement ballots per election. So you need to ensure you vote with the X to make your clear choice on each the first time around. Now, what if I missed to cast my special votes? There's no train smash. You can always come vote at your voting station on election day, which is today, like all other voters. If you are sick or disabled, you can always ask the queuing to prioritize you in the queue so you can still vote in a dignified manner. All right, so this is for all the people who missed their special votes. You can still go and cast today. Just remember, it's important to emphasize that these election voters need to vote where they are registered to vote. That's very important. You can't just go anywhere else. You cannot apply to vote at a voting station where you are not registered on election day. Even if you apply to vote at another voting station, you fail to go there, you can still vote at your voting station on election day. Okay, one mark, one ballot. I hope I've covered all your questions. I hope it's making sense. So we are inviting all our listeners to go out and vote. I'm going to come back with my final link. If there's anything I missed or anything you don't understand that you want me to clarify on, when I come back, that's your opportunity.
Yo, 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 Impact 103. We just finished vote. This is Andre on the Saturday lunch. We'll be talking about the experience, especially about voting. But Mr. D, thank you so much for your show on election day. And I just want to encourage all the listeners to get out there and vote. We have an opportunity to shift the future for our children and their children's children. And so thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in South Africa. And I just want to say, Impact 103 listeners, thank you for just your 40 day of prayers. And thank you for just, doing this with us as a radio station. We really do appreciate you all and love you all. Thank you, Mr. D. Great show.
All right, so before we go into our news, I just want to say thank you to everyone. And Andre, thank you for encouraging us. Please tune in on Saturday. Listen to Andre. As we all, go in and appreciate the ability to vote. Guys, I'm still in studio. If you want the links or the SMSs to know whether you're eligible to vote, please reach out to me right now on 071-364-0376. So I'm going to send you guys a link where you can check your information, and you can SMS, like I said earlier, you can WhatsApp 060-880-0000. Just send the word hi. All right, Mr. Vambilly, getting out of your way. We love you right here at Impact 103.